Strap on those shoulder pads, tighten up that helmet, and lace up those cleats. It's time to play some football. Today, I take a look at which teams will excel and which will fail, and in the end, give you my all-important Super Bowl prediction coming up next.
Okay, man, start it up.
Live from the K-Rod Studios in Stockton, California, K-Rod proudly presents Rod's Planet.
Did your mommy know you're on here?
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shoots it off.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's right, this is Rod coming to you with this edition of Rod's Planet. And have I got a great one for you today. It is football season. Football is back. Help me in rejoicing, everybody, because I tell you, I've been waiting for this season since it ended last season. My beloved Niners, of course, are not going to be doing very well this year, so I can't say that I was totally looking forward to it, but hey, I love football just as much as the next red-blooded American, so this is my pigskin preview. Welcome to it. Let me just take a couple more seconds this week to thank everybody that's been listening to the show. I know that this is like top my expectations. There's a couple of hundred people that have listened to it this week. And really, like I said last week, it's just flattering to see some of the places that it's coming from. And I hope you keep listening and I hope you enjoy it. Whether or not you like the topics, I hope that I deliver them in a way in which you can actually tolerate them for a little while. Have new contact information that I will give to you now. I won't wait till the end of the show. That way those of you who don't make it through the show can still write. Have a new MySpace page. You can see, reach me at myspace.com/rodsplanet. And I also have a new Gmail account, which is rodsplanet@gmail.com. Not very hard to forget. And hopefully you will write. And hopefully I will see some of your comments on MySpace. Because I really want to know how you guys like this show. I've said it last week, and I'll say it again this week. I want to know if people are listening that like it. I know people are listening, but I want to know if you're making it through the entire show. Because if you aren't, then I'll have to do something else, won't I? I'll have to change my format and make sure you guys listen. So, without further ado, let's get jumping. And I'm going to take 2 minutes per division here. And we're going to look into each division for 2 minutes. And I'm going to give you my predictions on the Super Bowl at the end of the show. But I will take the 2 minutes to start with the AFC West. And I'll tell you why the Denver Broncos are not going to repeat as the AFC West champs. I tell you, you've got Jake Plummer coming back. And this guy certainly is a good quarterback. He's a solid quarterback. But he has not shown the kind of stuff that leads to comparisons with the Joe Montanas of the world. Arizona was just a bum deal for him. He could never get a good enough team around him. And he's shown in Denver that he can be strong, but not strong enough to take this team to the Super Bowl. My pick for the AFC West is the Kansas City Chiefs. And let me tell you why it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Is because they made, while they didn't make some great moves in the offseason, I still think that Trent Green and I think that Priest Holmes is going to do a little backup role. But Larry Johnson's going to carry that ball for a long way, and I think he's going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to the top of the AFC West. Players that they got, Quentin Griffin with running back, splitting time again. But some big names that they lost, Chris Horn, Dexter McLeon, Tony Richardson, a great fullback for a long time, Eric Warfield, the cornerback, Sean Barber, the linebacker. Some names that they lost, but I don't think it's going to hurt them very much. Because at 10-6 last season, they were really bucking for something. Just couldn't get it finished in this competitive AFC. So, in San Diego and Oakland, okay, so Phillip Rivers has the ball in San Diego. That's great. But LaDainian Tomlinson will run the ball well. But that's it. That's as far as San Diego can go. And Oakland, new head coach Art Shell bringing in some tough love. And, you know, receivers like Randy Moss replacing the quarterback is still up in the air. Aaron Brooks thinks he has it, but you never know. But Kansas City is going to walk away with the AFC West. And Oakland, maybe pick up a couple of games from the 4-12 last year. But now we move on to the AFC East, where unless the New England Patriots decide they want to move cities and dump their entire roster. I think they will have to stay on top. No one's even close in this division of the AFC West. Miami at 9-7 last season, the record was better than the team actually was. Buffalo fell off at 5-11, and the Jets at 4-12. So, I mean, I could spend 2 minutes on the AFC East, which I'm going to, but you don't have to. I mean, even with the loss of Adam Vinatieri and some of the other key losses that New England had in the offseason, you still cannot count them out for winning their division at all. I mean, you look at some of the players that they lost: Andre Davis, Tim Dwight, Christian Fiore, Bethel Johnson, Willie McGinnis, big linebacker loss, Tyrone Poole, and of course Adam Vinatieri. That's going to hurt them quite a bit. Not as much as it's going to hurt them to have lost Vinatieri. A lot of clutch wins. You may see their record drop off a little bit, but I still think that no one is going to come close to touching the AFC East champion New England Patriots. I will tell you one thing, though. I will say that Brady, while being a great quarterback, is still underrated, but I still think that it's just not as great a quarterback as everybody's given him. I mean, call me crazy, but I still don't want to give him respect. And there's a lot of people out there that don't want to give him the respect that people feel he's earned. But at the same time, I'm sorry, I'm one of the guys. And looking at the rest of the AFC East, like I said, Miami, not going to do it. Buffalo definitely won't pull it through this season. They've made improvements, but not enough to pull the AFC East out of their hats. And the Jets, well, they're the Jets, folks. They're going to stay at the bottom cellar. Now, AFC North. And this is where I think that it's going to get a little bit creepy. Because you're looking at Pittsburgh, who was the Super Bowl champs last year. But Ben Roethlisberger, silliness over the offseason getting in his motorcycle accident without a helmet. He's sketchy, and he may miss some preseason games. And they're not really sure whether or not he's going to make it at 100% in the regular season anyways. Jerome Bettis retiring. Lots of key losses for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the offseason. Some good pickups, but in the end, I don't think that they're going to win the division. They didn't win it last season, but you got Antoine Randall leaving at wide receiver. That's going to leave a big hole, regardless of the fact that they picked up Eugene Baker. It's still not going to do anything. Kimo von Ohofen, gone. Tommy Maddox, really not big of a loss, but Chris Hope also gone. Jerome Bettis, the bus, finally retiring, and a sad, sad day it is. But the other two teams, Baltimore, and much like the AFC East, Baltimore and Cleveland and the AFC North, both at 6-10 last season. Improvements made to their teams, but at the same time, you got to see that the top two teams in this division are still going to be Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and I think Carson Palmer is going to take Cincinnati right to the top again and lock up that AFC North pretty early this season. Actually, Rudy Johnson and Chad Johnson, both outstanding offensive weapons on the Cincinnati Bengals squad, and I think they have enough this season to take the division straight from Pittsburgh and not even look back. I think that Carson Palmer is going to have a huge breakout year, and I really see Chad Johnson just taking it to the rest of the league this season, much like he did last season. And of course, Rudy Johnson, the other Johnson, the team with Johnson and Johnson, I really think that they have an opportunity this year to put away the AFC North and take them pretty deep into the playoffs, which I'll explain later. Now to the AFC South. Here comes Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Of course, again, this season are going to buy for the top spot because, like the AFC, they're tough. The top teams are tough. But it always seems like the bottom teams in the division are just lacking. I mean, with the exception of AFC West, with San Diego at 9-7, you have Oakland in the West at 4-12, Buffalo in the East 5-11, Jets 4-12, Baltimore 6-10, Cleveland 6-10, South is no different. Tennessee 4-12, Houston 2-14. These teams, and of course Houston with the top spot last year in the draft, you just don't see them improving enough over the offseason to take themselves into contention for the playoffs. So in the AFC, we're not going to see too much difference. Although this season, I will say that Jacksonville will actually give Indianapolis a run for their money. It's not going to be enough to take the top spot from Indianapolis because there's just too many weapons. Even with Edgerrin James gone from the Indianapolis Colts, that's still not enough of a drop-off to take away from Peyton Manning, to take away from Marvin Harrison, you know, to take away from anything. And now, with the addition of Adam Vinatieri from the New England Patriots, that's a clutch kick right there that Mike Vanderjagt last season may not have hit. Not as solid a kicker as Adam Vinatieri, and you put a guy like him on that who can make the clutch kicks like a Vinatieri can, you're adding another scoring possibility. So, I mean, you've already got Peyton Manning, who I underestimated in my entire life, who came back to prove me wrong several times over, and you've got, you know, Marvin Harrison and, you know, Wayne. So, Reggie Wayne, all these guys right here are going to click, and Indianapolis is going to go into the AFC South Championship. Now, my playoff predictions. I've already told you who is going to win each division. I say in the West, it's Kansas City. In the East, it's New England. North, Cincinnati. And South, Indianapolis. Now, in the championship game, this is what I see happening in the championship game here. And I see Kansas City playing Cincinnati for the championship. That's my championship game. And, of course, the AFC champions, long overdue, and I think this year they are going to retool under their new head coach, and I really think that this is the year that Kansas City is going to break out and take the AFC championship and go right into Super Bowl 41. This isn't because my brother's a Kansas City fan, believe it or not, but I really think Herm Edwards is going to take this team and turn it around and fix the defense, which is really what they need to fix, and turn it around and put the AFC, you know, right there in the top with Kansas City. And that's what I think is going to happen right there. Like I said, all these other teams in the bottom, the Buffaloes, the Baltimores, the Tennessee, they're going to be great. They're going to have good years, but they're not going to be good enough to move to the top of their divisions. So that was a quick look at the AFC, 2 minutes apiece. I love the fast-paced motion of that. So I'm going to take a break here. And I'm going to come back with the NFC, same drill, same thing. And in the end, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and who I think is going to be it. So we will come back right after these messages.
Attention! Private, why is your room such a mess? What is all this stuff? A bag of chips? I didn't know they served this kind in the chow hall. What is this DVD? This wasn't in the PX when I was there last. Pudding packs? Toothpaste? Where'd you get all this stuff?
From Packed with Pride, Sergeant.
What with what?
Packed with Pride is a group back home that ships packages full of fun stuff we need and want. Everything from snacks to games, even DVDs. You never know what you're going to get, but every time it reminds me of home.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. Can other troops get this stuff too?
Of course they can, Sergeant.
Can I?
All you have to do is go to www.packedwithpride.com and click Add a Soldier. Then fill out all the information and you're done. All branches of services are welcome, so even our Air Force, Navy, and Marine friends can take part.
I think I just might do that, Private. I'll tell the rest of the company to sign up also. Thanks, Private.
No problem, Sergeant.
Carry on, Private. And Private?
Yes, Sergeant?
Clean up this mess!
For more information, whether you're a deployed soldier or a family member back home wanting to help out, visit PactWithPride.com. Packed with Pride. Each box is packed with the pride of a soldier's mom.
The web's newest broadcast.
And now for something completely different.
I'm going to be totally famous.
Brought to you by the mind of a friend.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
KROD, podcasted worldwide.
Your ancestors were nothing but a bunch of pimps and whores.
And welcome back to the second half of the show, the NFC half of the show. The conference that isn't getting much love because they haven't earned a whole lot of love lately. Just not very many great stories coming out of the NFC anymore. You're just starting to see the AFC run away like the NFC did back in the 80s when the Niners and the Cowboys and, you know, all those teams were putting them all to shame. But anyways, we're going to get started with the NFC West. 2 minutes on the clock. Not much to talk about in the NFC West. We'll talk about Seattle going one more time as the NFC West champions because who else is going to knock them off, folks? Honestly, tell me who's going to knock them off. It's not St. Louis, and that's the closest team to do it. It definitely won't be Arizona, and it's certainly not going to be the 49ers. Just another rebuilding year for the 49ers. We can say the same about Arizona, except the fact that they've been rebuilding since the time they moved to Arizona, and even before that when they were in St. Louis. So it's been a rebuilding franchise for the Cardinals. St. Louis with at 6-10 last. No other team in the NFC West was above 500 last season, if that tells you, except for the Seattle Seahawks. If that tells you anything about the NFC West, it tells you that this season is going to be absolutely no different. Sean Alexander is just too unstoppable right now to even consider counting out. And with some of the pickups that they had, Tom Ashworth, just a huge pickup. That's going to shore up their offensive line. And it's just unstoppable, folks. Unstoppable. Big story, though, is Trent Dilfer coming to San Francisco, maybe challenging young Alex Smith for his job. Alex doesn't seem to think so, and Trent seems to think that he's just there as a mentor role and the veteran backup that San Francisco so desperately needs. Kevin Barlow will be splitting time with Frank Gore, and that's going to be a big story in the running back position there. So, you know, like I said, retooling are the 49ers, retooling are Arizona and St. Louis, but Seattle, runaway favorites to take the NFC West again this season. Now moving to the NFC East, the top teams, and the big news out of the NFC East, of course, is Terrell Owens, problem child from San Francisco and of late Philadelphia, moving to the big star in Dallas, where the site of one of his greatest debacles as a 49er, slamming the football straight down in the middle of the star. Dallas fans, how can you forget that? How? This is almost as bad as when Deion Sanders moved from the Niners to the Cowboys, when there was big talk from Deion Sanders saying, I will never, ever, ever play with the Cowboys. Never, ever. And sure enough, money spoke, and he played with the Cowboys and embraced his new team. Now, this is exactly the same as T.O., loudmouth, you know, wannabe player. And he's moving to a team that he disgraced no more than 3 years ago. How can you forget it? How can you want him? I just can't answer that. So we'll stop on the T.O. train. Everybody's riding it. But the New York Giants, I think, are not going to repeat. I think Mr. Manning Jr. is not going to have a great as year as he did last time. Tiki Barber, good running back, just not enough to edge up the Washington Redskins this season. I believe it is their division to win. I think that they definitely have the tools in place to actually take the NFC East this season. You won't hear much out of the Eagles, with, you know, them being the way they are. But, you know, you look at some of the big pickups that the Redskins have. They got Christian Fiore from the Kansas City Chiefs. Antoine Randle-L from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Huge pickup. Todd Collins is the backup. Andre Carter, the defensive end. Adam Archuleta. Just big names that will couple with Mark Brunell with a great season last year. Santana Moss, a great, great receiver for him. I think the NFC East belongs to the Washington Redskins, and it's theirs to take. Like I said, Dallas and Philadelphia will still scrap for the bottom of the league, and I think T.O. will be more of a hindrance than a help to the NFC Norris division. Well, we're looking at Chicago picking up pretty much where they left off last season and improving. I think they can only get better at this point. I think some of the off-season changes that they have made, picking up players like Brian Greasy, Ricky Manning, I think those will definitely help them. You know, Rex Grossman needs a quality backup in Brian Greasy, and I think that Rex Grossman is going to have a very, very good season. Adrian Peterson, Thomas Jones, Cedric Benson, I think those guys just are going to explode offensively. It's going to be a great season for them, and I think they're going to go ahead and take home the Norris division again, because there's just no other. Minnesota won't do it, Detroit can't do it, and Green Bay, I'm sorry, all you Green Bay faithful out there, it's just not gonna happen. Brett Favre, it's time for him to definitely let go of the reins. He's been holding on entirely too long, and he's got to know when to go. It's just too long. It's like when we told Joe Montana that he needed to retire. Moving to Kansas City did not help him, and staying in Green Bay is not going to help Brett Favre or the Packers. I think it's time to move over and let another quarterback take over there. Mark Borrader Bo Richter, hi. Signing on as a wide receiver, going to be good. Charles Woodson, a big pickup for their defense. Just not enough for them. And, you know, it's just not enough to surpass a Chicago Bears team that is on the upswing. Minnesota losing Dante Culpepper. I just don't know what they're going to do without him. Definitely a big rebuilding season for them. Even with Brad Johnson, it's just not going to help them at all. Picking up Tony Richardson could help a little bit at fullback in the blocking scheme, but unfortunately it's just not going to help. Now we take a look at the NFC South with Tampa Bay, Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans. Tampa Bay and Carolina tied at 11-5 last season. Atlanta 8-8, New Orleans 3-13. New Orleans will have no better year this season, even though they're going to be playing back in their home. It's just not enough to help them pick up the pace and to be a contender in the NFC South. I think we are looking at another Tampa Bay-Carolina clash. Atlanta seems to be retooling, just not enough. Mike Vick is a great player, but still not enough. And even with the addition of Reggie Bush to the Saints, it's still a retooling year for the Saints. But look for Carolina. Look for them to take it from Tampa Bay this season. I think Carolina, coming off of their Super Bowl run a couple seasons ago, I think they just slipped a little bit and have definitely picked up some good players. Keith Adams, Nile Diggs, Keyshawn Johnson at wide receiver, he's on there, and Sean Williams at safety. It's just a good mixture. I think they brought in a few of the good players they needed to shore up their weaknesses, and especially in Keyshawn Johnson, as much as I hate to admit it, will definitely be a good compliment to Steve Smith out there in the receiving core. And give this one to the Carolina Panthers to try and get over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who add David Boston from the Cardinals, and Jamie Winborn from the Niners. You know, it's just their year. I think it's the Carolina Panthers all the way, and no to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the NFC South. Now, NFC Championship game. As I look across, you got to pick Seattle again until, you know, they decide that they want to, like I said, like New England, dump their roster and start over again. I think you got to put Seattle in there. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put the Washington Redskins in there. I think that their moves and they have definitely made enough changes to where it could take them straight into the championship game. And so let's see, we're looking at Seattle and Washington in the championship game. And unfortunately, this is going to be another year where we see the Pacific Northwest represented in the Super Bowl. So Seattle will go all the way to the Super Bowl again this season, barring any unforeseen tragedies. So with that being said, the Super Bowl matchup, as my prediction, is Kansas City playing the Seattle Seahawks. Now, I see this game being very close, and I see a lot of great plays and a lot of normal Super Bowl hype. But in the end, folks, I think Seattle's going to have to break through for its Super Bowl win and take it home for the Pacific Northwest. I just think that they're just entirely too strong. And last season, they ran up against a destiny team in Pittsburgh, and you just weren't going to deny Ben Roethlisberger the championship after his huge 15-1 run the season before. But I think that this season, it's going to be the NFC, and I think Seattle's going to take it home for them. And I really believe that they have all the right tools in place. And that's my Super Bowl prediction, folks. Go ahead and bet on it now. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to bet on it now. I wouldn't bet on it now. Even as much as I am convinced that Seattle's going to take it home, we know that the season is long, and we know that too many things can happen. So with that, folks, that wraps up my Pigskin Preview and all of my picks for this season. Have a great season, and I will not discuss this again for a while because, like I said, I keep my topics random. And football season is long, and there's a lot for me to take in. So that will wrap it up. Love to hear from you. Once again, my contact information, myspace.com/rodsplanet. And also, my Gmail account is rodsplanet@gmail.com. Definitely, definitely give me a buzz and let me know how I'm doing, because I want to know. I want to know what my fans think of the show, and I want to know if I have fans, first of all. So like I said, keep me posted, and I will continue to do these shows for you. And that is all the time I have. Remember, everybody, the cosmos is huge, and we are all small. But on Rod's planet, you are all important. Thank you, and thanks for listening, everybody.
I never liked you. Get lost.
That guy was an annoying, greasy-headed loser.
Get off my ship.
Goodbye.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good,
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
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 More!